Mr. Jones, J-O-N-E-S, first name Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, 61770. Chief complaint, cough, drainage, headache, stuffy nose, ear hurting, sore throat, not feeling well, tiredness, increased weight.
We didn't wear them for this?
History of hypertension. Next number is history of reactive airway disease. Next number is DJD. Next number is low back pain. Next number is history of sinus issues. Next number is leg pain. Next number is arm pain. Next number is trace edema from time to time. Our patient is a 53-year-old gentleman who comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms. He also has been having issues with leg pain, increased weight. He weighs over 350 pounds. He didn't want to be weighed today because he says he's gained more weight. At one time, he was checked for sleep apnea, and he was told he doesn't have sleep apnea, but lots of aches and pains, lots of low back pain, lots of leg pain, possible intermittent claudication versus neurological claudication because he's had low back issues in the past with disc problems. His last cholesterol was 187, new paragraph, sugar 88, A1C 5.3. TSH 1.9, PSA 0.62. His family history is consistent with hypertension, high cholesterol, no colon cancer, colonoscopy, not interested, never had one. Immunization, is not interested in COVID immunization, never had one. Allergy, none. Social, he quit smoking in 2003. He's not drinking alcohol. He's married, has an adopted kid and two of his own kids. Surgery, the only surgery he's had is skin cancer surgery, medical problems, hypertension, reactive airway disease, arthritis, low back pain, history of sinus infection, currently skin cancers off and on. Medication list reviewed opposite page. On exam, he didn't want to be weighed today, but he's morbidly obese. He weighs, the obtuse is obtuse, that's 97%, 98.3, 16, 91, 158 over 92, slightly elevated today. He states because he's been sick, but most of the time his blood pressure is okay. Heart positive, small positive, still lungs, wrong car, TMs are red, posterior tenex is red, inflamed, neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash, no extremity shows pulses, which are diminished, and they have trace edema. Assessment number one, hypertension. Number two, we looked at his kidneys because of his hypertension. No renal vascular hypertension noted. Number two, because of his hypertension as well, we looked at his aorta. No aneurysm noted. Because of his hypertension longstanding, we looked at his heart, LVH noted. Next time is minimal RVH. Next time is sleep apnea has been done and ruled out. Next time is acute sinusitis. Next time is flu test is negative. Next time is strep test is negative. Next time is rocephinogram now. Next time is dexamethasone. 8 milligram now. Next time is treated with Augmentin 875 BID. Next time is measure all dose back. Next time is Finnegan DM for cough. Next time is rest. Next time is don't take Finnegan while you're driving. Next time is patient is a truck driver. It's hard for him to lose weight, but we talked at length about losing weight. Next time is he does have what looks like fatty liver. Next number, he does have mild carotid stenosis. Next number, mild PVD noted. Next time is no sign of DVT in the upper or lower extremities. Next number is thyroid is within normal limits. Next number is fatty liver noted and discussed with patient. Next number is low back pain causing leg pain, most likely related to neurological claudication as opposed to vascular claudication. Next number of findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Next number is blood work was not repeated since he just had blood work done recently. Next number, if it doesn't get better, he will call me in the next 3 days. Thank you.